Jim.
Yeah, it's Jim.
Hey, everybody. Jim Florentine on the LunaticRadio.com show. It's Kieran McCain and my CEO, Rocket, here.
How's it going?
How's it going, man? It sounds like I got an echo going on.
Do you? Yeah, you might get a little echo feedback. That's just our phone system. It kind of blows.
Okay, I thought it was coming from my end.
I appreciate you taking the time out to call us. I know we're just a little crappy internet radio show trying to do something, but I appreciate you taking the time out.
Nah, don't worry about it, man. It's all good.
If you people don't know who Jim is, Jim...
Are we allowed to curse?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please,
say whatever you want. Ball bag, F-words, anything.
Nice.
So, you just played Vegas. How was that?
Yeah, it was great at the Hard Rock, at the Hard Rock Hotel, the joint. It's like some freak show. They've got the comedians on, midgets, strippers, magicians.
It's like a bachelor party thing?
Sort of like that. Some fucking crazy show, but it was pretty cool.
Oh, a bunch of midgets.
Actually,
right?
Quentin Tarantino was in the audience at the show.
No shit.
Yeah, I was asking him. I go right from the stage. I'm like, hey, Quentin, do you need any dirty dick joke comic for maybe one of your roles in your next films?
Right.
For his next Kill Bill.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I go, if you're going to do Kill Bill 3 and you need a dick joke comic in it, I'm the guy.
Yeah, maybe if you need a mutant for the next Dust Till Dawn or something like that.
Yeah, I said, look, I can even punch up your script. I can fucking grade it writing dick jokes. I've been doing it since I'm 2 years old. He didn't say anything. I think he left early, actually.
He's a faggot.
Yeah, that guy's a little kooky, man.
He's got a good track record.
No, he does.
I saw him on the Leno show. He was, like, all hammered, trying to, like, touch Jay Leno and crap. I don't know what the hell he's about. He's a little goofy. He's a little flaky in person, I believe.
Didn't he try, like, spitting at someone at like, the MTV Awards or something like that?
I don't know. He makes good movies. That's okay.
Look, I have no problem if the guy's always fucked up.
Exactly.
Yeah, really. It's not really a bad thing. I was just explaining to my CEO, Rocket, how I got hammered and I was wearing women's clothing on Sunday night.
This is great. This is what the guest wants to hear.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure Jim Florentine really wants to hear this.
I do it when I'm straight.
So, Jim, I don't know, man. You got a list of credits here. I got them right in front of my face. HBO, Late Show with Craig Kilborn, Comedy Central's Crank Anchors. How'd you get started with Crank Anchors? Did it stem from, your prank calls with, terrorizing telemarketers?
Yeah. I just put those CDs out fucking around. You know, I figured I'd sell a few after my stand-up shows, make a few bucks. You know, maybe I get a couple lap dances after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to late to anything, but then, like, you know, about 6 months after I had the CD out, I heard that they were looking for people to do crank calls, so I figured I'd mail in the CD.
Yeah.
Actually, they contacted me, and they said they liked the characters I was doing, because I was doing a special ed on there and shit, and next thing I know, I got the gig, you know?
Yeah, that's freaking great. What happened to, the third season? It ran, like, 2 seasons, right?
Actually, 3 seasons it ran.
Ran 3 seasons. My apologies.
Yeah, season three just finished running about a month ago. I don't know what's going on, if it's going to get picked up for another season or not.
Right.
But, we got at least 3 seasons out of it. I'll take that.
Cool. And I saw you had this DVD called The Creeps with Jim Norton. You had Casey Armstrong on there. Is that something you were trying to get going, or you have it going, or what?
Yeah, it's like a hidden camera thing, you know, me and a bunch of comedians go around fuck with people. Yeah, we're going to put out a whole bunch of series of them, you know, we're working on a second one now.
I love that bit on.
Maybe we'll get a TV show from it or something, maybe we won't. Who knows? It's really fucking raw and edgy and mean, so we probably won't be on TV, but I don't give a shit.
I love that kind of stuff. I love that bit that they have on the website with that Asian fish market and they're fishing.
Yeah, we're fishing, yeah.
I'm like, that is gold.
Urban fishing, it was.
Gold.
It's great.
That's the tamest bit on there, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, I love it. Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, there's some horrible things on there. Like, me and my buddy, we go to a graveyard and we take flowers off a grave and give them to our girlfriends.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
Yeah, is that great?
That's just brutal but funny, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, we give it to them and they're all happy and with a hidden camera, of course. You know, they don't know that it's filmed. And then, like, a month later, we go, hey, you know, we both go over our girlfriends and go, hey, we want to show you some stuff we shot with the DVD so far, see what you think. And then we show them, actually, us taking them off the grave and giving it to them. So we get their reactions.
They weren't too happy with that, were they?
Well, my girlfriend was like, at first she was like, oh my god, and then she started laughing because she's got a sick sense of humor, but the other guy's chick fucking left them. She was so pissed.
No shit, really?
Yeah, they were kind of like, you know, fighting at the time anyway, but she was so fucking pissed that we did that. It was great.
Oh,
that is brutal.
Reaction.
Listen, you tour around the country doing comedy stand-up. Is there, like, when your booking agent comes to you and says, hey, you're playing Vegas this week, and then he'll come to you the next week and say you're playing, like, Tennessee. Do you get, like, pumped up to go to the Tennessee place, or?
Yeah, I don't mind, man. I don't care. As long as people come out to see a stand-up show, I'm cool with it, man. I love performing live because you can say whatever the hell you want, man. It's like, you know, in this country, this day and age, it's really rare where you could do something, express yourself, you know what I mean, and not worry about people fucking, you know, suing you or firing you or whatever, you know, so I just like going to stand up and fucking ripping people apart and cursing and telling dirty jokes, you know, so I don't give a shit where it is.
Plus, you can just get plastered after, you know, you do your bit.
Exactly, you know, I get drunk, I walk out of the comedy club, I see a fucking Applebee's, I see a Starbucks, and I see a Fridays. I could be anywhere.
That's true. That's true, it doesn't matter if you're in Vegas or Tennessee. It
doesn't matter. The same shit everywhere I go.
That's fucking fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
Are there like
there's a Walmart. Oh, great. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Are there such thing as comic groupies? Like, do you get like chicks like hitting on you after the gigs or what?
Very rarely. It's usually, it's like, because the comedy clubs, it's more like couples that come. People, a date thing. It's a good date thing. They go to a comedy club or people that are married. You know, you don't get six hot, wild chicks that want to suck the comic sticks after the show.
Right, right.
I wish.
Yeah, right.
And if you do, if you do get one, it's like a 400-pound, like, fat white chick.
Yeah, not even, because I do, like, 20 minutes of fat jokes in my act, too, so they're disgusted with me by the end, too.
Yeah, that'll hurt. That'll hurt.
Yeah, you know, it's a little too close to home. Not real, not nearly what guys in bands get.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like my band. I'm looking for someone shows up.
Like, I want a guy that's funny. Yeah, okay. I just made you laugh for 45 minutes. That can mean I'm sucking my dick. You know what I mean? Player in a fucking local band. What did he do? He just stood there and fucking played two chords. Why are you blowing him?
Why? He just ripped me and I'm laughing my ass off. I love it. I'm the bass player in my band. That's great.
Oh, really?
That's you.
No, that's cool. It's just women are just, you know, yeah, hypocrites when it comes to that. It's like, oh, I just want, as long as the guy's funny, I'll date him. I love a guy with a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah, the bass player never gets laid. Yeah. Never.
The bass player doesn't say nothing, doesn't say anything, and then a mic, and then goes, you know, okay, yeah, can I blow you somewhere in the back?
Just go.
He's not funny. He's good on bass. Right. He's not funny.
Where's that humor factor coming into play?
Yeah, you know, I should just stand up there with a guitar and just fucking pretend I'm playing it.
Yeah, right. Just see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens. See if my numbers go up.
That's fantastic.
Well, he did the whole thing with Eminem a couple years back on the MTV Movie Awards. How's that guy in person?
He's cool, actually. You know, he's like a little kid, man. He just likes practical jokes and stuff like that and being immature, so.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool work. I just did it to work with his, on his new video he's got out. He had that Crank Anchors puppet stuff and.
Oh, shit.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Kind of scene type thing and shit.
Cool.
Wow, very cool.
But yeah, he's a cool dude. You know, I mean, you know, he just loves pulling pranks and.
The fame hasn't got to his head or anything like that? Because that guy seems like, when I look at Eminem, I'm kind of like, thinking Michael Jackson a little bit, you know, like he's getting a little too famous, like the Madonna type, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what, Eminem, the one thing I like about Eminem is that he doesn't go out and seek attention, you know, he doesn't go to the fucking Hollywood movie premiere award of worlds with, you know, fucking Jennifer Lopez just to get his name in the paper, you know, the guy lives in Detroit, he's staying there, he's, you know, you don't see him drive around in fucking Escalades and looking for attention all the time when he doesn't have an album out, so I gotta respect that about him.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah,
sure.
You know, I mean, Madonna's, you know, every day she, oh, I want to date Jose Canseco, I want to date Dennis Rodman, I want to date Warren Beatty.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? Eminem sticks with the fucking crazy chick that he, you know, was in a high school sweetheart that's fucking, you know, hooked on coke or whatever.
Yeah, right.
That's hardcore. You know what I
mean? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he sticks with her, you know, he just likes hanging with his kid and you know, making music. You gotta respect that out of someone, you know, that has that much money and can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, you make a good point right there. Huh? All right, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like Ben Affleck, you know. We have to go to every premiere. Let's get our faces out on the paper. Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Let me do every bad movie I could think of.
Yeah, speaking about crappy actors and whatnot, what do you think of this fantastic Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes bullshit that I'm ready to just explode about it like I did last week about it?
Space cadets, dude. Ugh.
I like Tom Cruise, you know what I mean? I have no problem with pushing this whole Scientology thing, too. Uh-huh. Whatever he did, it was fine, you know.
Sure.
But don't fucking... Don't scam the public with that. Come on, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're dating a chick a month. You don't fucking jump up and down on a couch.
Yeah, I know.
If I was hanging Pam Anderson for a month, I still wouldn't jump up and down on a couch on Oprah. Right.
And she's going nuts, too, because she's also hooked into that Scientology bullcrap. Yeah. Tom just hooked her right into it. I don't know if she was a Scientologist before she hooked up with Tom or not.
No, no. She grew up a Catholic. She went to a Catholic high school, and she... she said she was going to be a virgin until she got married or something like that.
She must have got the cliff notes on Scientology.
Yeah. I hear that, like, supposedly with our, like, he auditioned actresses to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, I heard that story, too.
Yeah, and you sign, like, a contract, so you got to do basically...
whatever Tom says.
What he wants you to do, whatever, and then, you know, they'll make you in a big spot, like a Nicole Kidman, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, actually...
So she figured I'll hang with him for 5 years, so... And then, you know, I'll be a big star because I'm Tom Cruise's ex-girlfriend.
I
don't think I have to fuck them, you know?
I'm done with them. I am so done
with them.
Maybe
she just has to wipe the load off the other guy's back. I'm sorry, can I say that?
You could say that, dude.
That was so good, you could say it again if you needed to.
Yeah, you know how many gay jokes I hear a freaking day on this damn show? Yeah. I feel like every radio show has that guy that plays the gay role, and for some reason they gave it to me.
Yeah.
And I just hear nothing but gay jokes on this goddamn show every week, and I own the goddamn motherfucker.
You're permanently in the barrel.
Why is that?
I don't know. Oh, because I don't get laid.
It's been like 7 years since he's gotten laid. 7 or 8 years now?
Yeah.
7 or 8 years?
Yeah.
8 years?
Wow.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not 8 years.
Do you have a pet gerbil at home?
No, but I should get one.
When company comes over?
That'd actually be something interesting if I did get a gerbil.
Oh, you say you're a fucking...
See, you take it to that level, and I'll just bring it to a higher level.
Yeah, I know. I don't need that.
I don't care.
But you really haven't got laid... You haven't got laid in 7 years.
I don't know if it's been seven.
It's been seven.
It was probably like 99. That's 90, a long time.
99. Wow. 99 was last year, huh?
Yeah, and dude, Jim, the last girl I banged was like a freaking ski slope, dude. Big chick.
That's fine. Hey, look, you got to go back to the minors, you know what I mean? Go to fat chick. Go work on the fundamentals.
Got
to
do the AAA rehab.
Go work.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Look at Brent Boone. They just fucking said, look, you got to, you know, either you go to the minors or we work out your shit.
Exactly. That's what I have
you know,
to do.
And then when he does good in the minors, then he'll come back. He'll call you back up. So go bang a fat chick. Once you get some confidence back, we'll bring you back up to the majors.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Man, imagine when you finally come after you get laid after 7 years.
Oh, she's going to be pasted to the wall, man.
That's right. You're going to have to carry that condom out to the dumpster like you're Santa Claus.
Yeah. Little treats for all the kids.
Oh, man. That's just wrong.
Oh, well, come on.
Come on.
Actually, banging a fat chick isn't that bad. I don't know if you've ever banged it. Have you banged a fat chick, Jim?
Please, I'm the king.
I read that on one of your websites.
I got a live stand-up CD coming out. The host introduced me. Goes, it start. The CD starts off. Your headliner tonight has fucked a lot of fat chicks. Give it up for Jim Florence.
That's a great freaking intro,
that's
awesome. Dude.
Yeah, that's my intro. No credits. No, not that's my credit.
See, it's not bad banging a fat chick, Rocket. It's pretty much like banging your couch. Like you poke a hole in your couch, it's pretty much the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, look, man, they're always up for it, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always up for it. They're gamers.
Why not? You know what I mean? It's just, it holds you over. It's like, you know, a fucking appetizer before, you know, dinner. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? And they're, you know, they're troopers. They'll go, you know, they'll go the extra mile for you.
Yeah.
Just hope that they don't want you to drop them off at, you know, want them to go to the diner afterwards.
Yeah, right.
And you're in trouble.
There goes your wallet.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. All you can eat a buffet or anything like that.
Just make sure you padlock the refrigerator before you leave your house.
A couple padlocks on that bastard. God. Here's a pop culture question for you. Would you bang the fat Lindsay Lohan or the new and improved skinny one?
I'd rather the fat one.
Yeah? I like the fat one.
Yeah, I don't like the way she looks now. She looks too thin.
Yeah, what's up with the chicks getting all thin? I don't understand that, Rocket.
I don't know. I got nothing on it other than the fact that she looks nasty now and anorexic and like a HIV patient.
Yeah.
even Christina Ricci, remember her earlier films where she was chubby?
Yeah.
I liked her chubby.
Oh, yeah.
Man. She was hot like Buffalo 66, man. Oh,
Buffalo, what? That could be one of the greatest movies of all time.
Hell yeah, man!
That's dude that did Brown Bunny, right?
Classic.
Yeah.
That's the same guy that did Brown Bunny, right?
Yeah, which Brown Bunny was pretty cool, too.
The whole,
now we're near Buffalo 66, yeah. But that could have been the greatest film of all time.
Fuck yeah.
I think I saw half of Buffalo 66. I didn't really see the whole thing.
Shut up. Me and Florence bonded.
It's just a miserable movie. It's beautiful.
That's funny. Me and Jim, we just bonded.
Oh, you guys have something in common right there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Buffalo 66. It's underrated.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
What's so good about the movie? Is it like people are, it's just depressing or something?
You know what? I'm big on like indie style films.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's got like that dark feel and it's like, you know, like middle and no, I don't know. It's just a hip movie and it's just a dark film.
Yeah. It's a miserable film. There's
yeah.
no happy ending. There's nothing. It's just all fucking miserable.
And Ricci right? shows plenty of cleavage. So that's
yeah.
good.
She's pretty hot.
Right.
She used to do those freaky movies back in the day when she was like 18. She'd be getting all naked in the movies.
Right.
She's a gamer.
Yeah.
She's got a big forehead, though. She's got to work on that.
A little alienish.
Yeah, well, she lost the weight. Now she looks, you know, she looks like a fucking cat of praying mantis or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Something.
Oh, man. People, if you don't know who Jim Florentine is, you're a freaking moron.
That's it.
You know, he's probably one of the funniest guys.
I'm sure you see me at the local bar trying to pick up a fat chick at 2 in the morning. That's how you know me.
Yeah. And he joins us here on the LunaticRadio.com show, which is a freaking complete mess of a radio show.
It's just insane. I'm floored.
Jim, pretty much we just get on the microphones and just pick on each other. That's all we do. And for some reason, people listen to it.
Why wouldn't you? That's great. That's real radio.
Right.
Yes.
You guys aren't putting radio voices on. You're not going, so the weather today will be 92, 94, and we'll be back right after this. You're not doing that. You're just talking. That's what it should be.
No wacky bits.
Yeah, well, we got the wacky horns.
Yeah, we do the wacky bits.
Yeah, the wacky
bits.
Get
the horns going. Yeah. Now. You know, none of that. Just fucking talk. That's
exactly.
what we want
to hear. Yeah, we don't have the wacky guy that does the stunts or anything like that.
Right.
We're too lazy to do that kind of crap.
That's work.
Yeah, that's actual work.
We'd rather just complain, talk about chicks we banged. Well, you know, not you, of course, but talk about chicks we banged and how much we drank last night.
Have you ever received any...
You know, like having a big internet radio show, you can't get pussy off of it.
See, that was my whole thing with this show. I was like, I'm going to do this show until I get laid. And until the day I get laid, it's over.
Yeah, right.
Goodbye.
So you guys have a webcam so the chicks can see what you look like?
Ugh.
That ain't going to help them much.
They don't want to see Rocket's receding hairline.
Shut up, faggot.
Come on.
I'm getting laid.
My co-host Ronnie Beans is about 500 pounds. He isn't here today. Too bad. But
he's getting more action than you, too.
No. He gets laid. He gets hookers, though. That's his problem.
That counts. That's still sex. Still fucking sex, man.
I guess you're right.
You know, a hooker's like a walk in baseball. You still get on base.
I love that.
Don't count as a bat, but you still get on.
That's amazing.
I love these baseball analogies.
That's fantastic.
Like, I'm going back to the minors because I can't get laid, and Ronnie's getting walks to first base because he bangs hookers.
That's fucking
brutal. Yeah, you go to hooker then. Just... I'm telling you, get some confidence back, you know what I mean? You get a hooker, you feel, you know, so what, you paid her. You pay for it anyway, no matter what.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what
you
need.
You take a chick out, you spend $100 on her on like the third date for dinner, and you bang her, you still spend $100. So why not get a hooker? You can get her in and out in a half hour.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Who wants to hear about her fucking, who wants to hear about her family, what college she went to? I don't care.
Right, and she's got like... You know, school bills to pay and rent to make and screw that crap. Actually,
I gotta sit on a date for 4 hours and hold my farts in. I'd rather just bang a chick, a fart in front of her. Here's $100. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's the way to go,
that's
man.
That's it. You solved it.
I tell you what, Jim, the contact that gave me, got me, put me in touch with you, that chick is funny and wild, dude.
Who?
Her name is Jenny. From Reno, that's all I know.
We call her Jenny Blowjob.
We call her Jenny Blowjob.
I don't even know. I don't know who that is, though.
Oh, all right. Well, did I touch on something that I wasn't supposed to?
I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, all right.
You guys are in Seattle?
No, we're in New York, Long Island.
Oh, why do I think you guys were in Seattle? Oh, Jenny, I know who you are. Yeah, she's from Reno.
Yeah,
Jenny from Reno.
Okay, yeah, I thought you guys were in Seattle for some reason. I saw a 206 number. I thought that was fucking Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just our phone setup. I don't know. It's kind of screwed up. We just hit a lull, I guess. That was my fault. My bad.
Okay, because I'm going to Seattle tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, you're going to Seattle this week, and you're going to be at the Showbox Theater in Seattle, Washington, everybody. So if you're in the Seattle, Washington area.
So the following week, I'm in the downtown in Long Island.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Friday, July 15th at the downtown in Farmingdale, Long Island, everybody.
Oh, fuck, I'm going.
With Reverend Bob Levy.
Oh, no way. Nice.
Yeah. You're playing all these shows with Bob Levy.
He's a sick man. You got to see what he at the end of his set.
Yeah.
He brings the girl up on stage, and she pulls down her back of her pants, and he eats blue cheese out of blue cheese dressing out of her ass.
I hear this stuff on the Stern Show all the time about him puking on people or something. Am I? What is that? What is that all about?
Puking on people?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just something I picked up in passing.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
All right. So,
I don't know. I never heard that one. But maybe, maybe pukes after he eats a chick's ass. Maybe that's a good one for a job.
Yeah, that could happen, I guess. So you're going to be in Seattle, Washington this week. And for more ticket information, if anybody's in the Seattle, Washington area, listen to the LunaticRadio.com show. Call 206-628-3151, everybody. And Jim Florentine at the Showbox Theater. What is like the schedule for you on your weekly schedule? Do you you come back to wherever you live, you get like Monday, Tuesday off, and then you go do your weekend gigs?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the way it works. But I'm working another DVD, so I really don't have any time off. So I come back like Monday.
Yeah.
Burnt out and hungover from the weekend, and then, start working on this DVD, editing or whatever, doing some shit. And then, get back on a plane like Wednesday and just go do some more gigs.
And are Mondays and Tuesdays like the time when, like, comedians work out new material? Like, you'll just, say you got a couple new jokes you wrote down, you go to the local club and work them out? Is that the routine?
Usually during a week, like Monday through Thursday, actually. In New York City, we usually just hit a bunch of different clubs and work on stuff.
Yeah, I've noticed that because I've been to, a bunch of comedy clubs, and I usually end up going for some odd reason on a Monday or Tuesday, and I don't know who's playing, but, occasionally I'll see, like, a Colin Quinn, or I actually saw Casey Armstrong, and he left after 5 minutes for some reason, and I saw Norton a couple times up there. It's kind of cool. That's a good time to go to a comedy club.
Yeah, it definitely is. We're doing like 15 or 20 minutes, and we're not doing our best stuff. We're just fucking around and trying to piece stuff together.
Yeah.
To me, I'd much rather watch a comic doing that than doing like a regular set.
Hell yeah. Word up. Well, Jim, I don't want to keep you too much longer. I appreciate you coming on our little crap show here. It helps us out a bunch.
I don't worry about it, man. I always support the fucking, whatever.
I appreciate
it. No matter what show it is.
I appreciate it immensely, dude.
Hell yeah.
And you can catch Jim this weekend in Seattle, Washington, everybody, at the Shoebox Theater. 206-628-3151 for more information. He's going to be with Reverend Bob Levy, everybody. And then he'll be in the New York area on July 15th at the downtown in Farmingdale, Long Island. 516-293-7700, everybody. And that should be a good time. Actually, I might come see you then, Jim.
I think I'm going to go, too. It's going to be friggin' awesome to see you two guys go.
That's right around the corner.
Who else is on it? I have Beetlejuice.
No way, really?
Get out of here.
Yeah, Sal the Stockbroker and Craig Gass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a freaking sweet lineup, dude.
I'm definitely going now.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. There's going to be some debauchery going on.
Maybe get laid at that place.
Yeah, we're doing a whole bunch of like rock club tour. Yeah, we're doing. That's what we're doing in Seattle. Saturday, we're doing a gig in Portland. And then we're doing Long Island next weekend, and we're in Delaware. We're doing a whole bunch of dates.
Man, you're just jet-setting all over the place.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it should be cool. And I like, I'm a big fucking metalhead, and I like hanging out in dirty rock clubs, so this will be perfect.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Good times. Well, Jim, thanks for coming on. Jim Florentine, everybody.
Thank you.
On the LunaticRadio.com show.
Down, say hello at the downtown. Yeah, and I'll see if I can get you laid.
Yeah, look for the short white guy.
Go up on stage at the end of the show and Levy can eat blue cheese out of your ass.
That'd be nice, actually. I might enjoy it.
You got to start somewhere.
Right, I got to go back to the minors.
You got to go with the minors.
That's going to A-ball.
Yeah. Hey, that's like playing women's softball right there. I don't know what that is. All right, Jim, thanks, buddy.
Thanks
I appreciate it immensely.
No problem, man.
Take care of yourself.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye. Jim Florentine, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Wow.
Yeah, you heard that correctly. What a funny freaking dude, man.
Wow. We made it through a legitimate guest.
That was funny. That guy's funny as hell. And if you're in the Seattle, Washington area, everybody, go check out Jim at the Showbox Theater in Seattle, Washington, 206-628-3151, everybody. And I'm sweating balls.
It's hot down here.
It's actually cold. Look at that.
You should take over this show. I gotta talk to my my people. You know, me being the CEO, I gotta keep the stock high. Maybe he'll want to take over this show.
Yeah, I had actually a whole bunch of things to ask him. I wanted to, and I just missed it. But I just let him go, man. He was talking about hookers. That was great stuff.
Oh,
right?
That's great. And he said it. That's what we're all about. We're just here fucking bullshitting. That's what we do, man.
Yeah.
That's why people want to fucking hear that. They want to hear about fucking wacky bits and the standard questions. I'm about to get mine off the Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes thing because I'm personally fucking pissed me off. That fucking shit is annoying. That fucking droopy ass bitch or asshole, whatever. Not to get off the point, but that's what everyone listens to our fucking show for, man.
Yeah.
Just free form it, man.
Just the bullcrap, dog.
Fucking just
spit. Just spit it. That's what we do.
No, we don't spit it.
I don't know.
It's gay.
That was a little too hot 97 for you.
We're dropping the hits.
All right, kids, we just blew our wad in the first segment.
Hey!
Come back for more crap radio right after this.